So traditionally in science communication projects, the assumption is that the scientific experts have a lot of information, data, and knowledge, and people in communities, people in the public, don't. And so the goal of science communication should be for experts to take their information and do the public a favor by sharing it with them. This project is not that. What we're starting from is an assumption that people in communities have a lot of knowledge already about their own lives, about their own needs, and we don't know what those are. So myself, a communication expert, and my colleagues at the Kentucky Geological Survey, who are geological experts, know that we have a lot of data. We have a lot of geological data about the state of Kentucky. We also have a lot of geological data specific to the Big Sandy area where we'll be working. But we don't know how that data might be useful to the communities there. So what we're doing is we're trying to build partnerships with communities where we go in and learn about their lives and their needs. They can learn from us about what kinds of data that we have. And then together, in partnership, we can develop communications about the data that the Kentucky Geological Survey has to actually serve those communities. We're not doing anyone a favor by going in to educate them. We're trying to build partnerships in order to create new ways to share knowledge together.
And as far as the communication back and forth, we talked earlier about, you know, putting something in layman's language, that could be an issue as well.
Absolutely. There's this assumption often that there's such a thing as expert language and layman's language. But in my discipline of rhetoric, we often talk about languages. There are lots and lots of ways to be a layperson. There are lots and lots of ways to be an expert. And so when we are thinking about the expertise that we have here at the University of Kentucky around, say, geological issues, that's a particular kind of expertise. That's scientific expertise, and it's couched in certain kinds of language. So when scientists write and speak, they use certain kinds of language. But when we're going into an area in eastern Kentucky, so the Big Sandy area, for example, there are people living in the area who've been working in the mining industry for a long time. And so they have actual tangible experience with the earth that even perhaps some of the geological experts here at the University of Kentucky don't have. And so what does that mean to say, oh, well, we're going to go couch things in layperson's language when the laypersons that we're talking to might have all kinds of expertise that we don't have that they can also bring to the conversation? So it's less about simplifying technical knowledge for laypersons and more about finding ways to translate back and forth between our expertises. So my expertise is a communications and rhetoric specialist, my colleagues' expertises as geologists, and then also the people that we're going to be working with in the Big Sandy area, their expertises as people who live in that area and know that land.
Now, you mentioned mining, so is it, I guess I'll say, fair to say that that will be a priority focus in terms of how mining affects the land in eastern Kentucky and how people feel about it?
I think anytime we talk about eastern Kentucky, the question of what role mining and talking about mining will play is at the forefront of everyone's minds. So I have no doubt that it will play a role in the project. We do want to make sure that in the process of recruiting people to work with us from the Big Sandy area, so we're going to build these project advisory boards for each county of the five counties, that we're getting people with experience in lots of different domains. So we don't want to just hear from people who have mining as a top priority. We also want to hear from people who have experience with community development, and we want to hear from people who have experience working in with religious groups. We want to hear from people who have experience living or working in agriculture in the area, right? So really making sure that we're getting a broad swath of voices and experiences at the table so we can hear about what needs people have. And I have no doubt that that will include mining.
Okay. And with this coming together of voices from the academic side and from the people on the ground living in these areas, what then is kind of the end objective?
That is such a great question. Our number one goal with this project, and one of the reasons we were told that it got funded, is that we want this project to directly serve people living in the areas, the five counties that we're working in. We're going to build project advisory boards in each county and meet with them at least twice over spring of 2020. And as a result of those meetings, we're going to develop some immediate outcomes to deliver back to those communities. So one of the things that we're going to develop are what are called asset maps. So that's essentially a centralized list. Sometimes it's presented as an actual geographical map, thus the name asset map, of assets in the community so that people can have a kind of one-stop shop to learn about resources in their community that are somehow related to the work that we're doing, whether that's places that they can go for funding, places that they can go to build partnerships. In Martin County, for example, which is in the area, obviously water quality is a huge issue. So helping get people connected to the various groups that are working on water in the area. Then at the end of the project, we want to make sure that we have some very tangible outcomes for community members. So we want to make sure that we have developed and tested communications about geological data that people can actually use to solve real problems in their everyday lives. And we will make sure that those are available for free and in formats that are accessible. So in the areas that we're working, right, there isn't always great internet service, there isn't always great cell service. So it wouldn't be useful for everybody if we only developed like really graphic intensive online interactive maps, for example. So we want to make sure that we're creating products that will actually be usable by the people on the ground, and we'll find out when we go talk to them what those look like. We don't know yet.
Well, and I get this is interesting. So, so for these outcomes, could you see it playing out where, you know, individuals in their households would maybe, I don't know, would live their lives a little differently, or you know, take something into consideration they hadn't previously? And then also, as far as the government side, in terms of policy decisions, could there be something out of this that would lead to policy decisions of local governments?
Those are two very good questions. In terms of individuals, I can absolutely imagine outcomes in which the forms of communication that we develop enable people to make different decisions about their lives. So, for example, if there are concerns about landfill siting, I could imagine that we could help people learn how to read maps, geological maps, so that they can better understand how things like landfills in their areas might affect their water or their decision about where to build. Mm-hmm. In terms of policymaking, the Kentucky Geological Survey, which is my partner in this project, along with the director of the Kentucky Geological Survey, Bill Hanneberg, who's also the state geologist, we are focusing very much on data communication. Because the survey has a clear state-mandated mission of being a nonpartisan and neutral source of information for all Kentuckians, so we will not be making any direct policy recommendations as a result of this project, because that's not within the purview of the Kentucky Geological Survey. But certainly people who have access to the data that we provide and that we make more accessible through this project and in learning how people want to learn, I could absolutely imagine that people can take this data and use it to accomplish their own goals, which might include policy.
Mm-hmm.